Carla Zeus, and you've landed on a special edition of CNN 10. Get ready for liftoff. Today's show is focused entirely on space. First up, China is a nation that's hoping to become one of the world's major space powers. It's considering missions that include putting a lander on the dark side of the moon by 2018, a rover on Mars by 2020, a mission to gather samples of Martian soil after that, and a probe to Jupiter in the years that follow. The country also plans to work with other global space agencies, but not NASA. Since 2011, the U.S. Congress hasn't allowed NASA to work with China because of concerns about security. As far as U.S. plans for space go, things are somewhat up in the air. President Donald Trump hasn't detailed his space policy yet. Last October, then-President Barack Obama wrote that America would send humans to Mars by the 2030s. People who support that idea argue that first-hand exploration would be more valuable than remote exploration, and that Mars could one day serve as a second planet for people to live on and a great base for exploring the broader universe. People who oppose the idea argue that it's too expensive, that it's too risky, and that robots should continue to do the job instead, that they can do it well and more cost-effectively. One thing that's not debatable is that getting any person to deep space takes extraordinary effort.